the public that's there introduce themselves so Bob and I know who's there?
Sure. Can we ask the public to just identify who you are? Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, I'm Jeff from Summit.
Ann Winston from Summit.
Jim B. Hunter from the Legislative Auditor General.
Dun, dun, dun.
Zachary Keene from Legislative Auditor General.
What's his name?
Trey Colgate from Paramount West.
That's it.
That's it, Matt.
Sorry.
Okay. So let me ask this. Now, I don't have anyone on my agenda for a legislative auditor. We're going to go to open meeting public comment. Does he want to talk then?
Sure.
Okay. You're going to have to step up around that table so we can hear you.
Are you in your public comment period?
Well, we have to have... Yeah, we'll do public comment from him so we can hear what he has or what he's here for, and then we'll jump into the budget. Is that okay, Chris Crockett?
I wonder if there should be a general explanation of what the public hearing is for. There's a number of items.
Okay. Okay, so the public hearing is to present possible rate increases for water, sewer, and service fees, and then to do the proposed budget. To look at a proposed budget and to discuss that and then have public hearing to comment on all these fees and that and with the proposed budget and the increase of fees. Did I cover it, Chris?
Yes.
So are we improper to hear from the auditor? Because I mean, he's welcome to stay the whole time, but if he wants something to say to us or we need to be doing something, can he take a minute?
That would be appropriate to hear.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let me just give you some background. We work for the legislature, and what we do is what we call performance audits of public entities. And our legislative leaders have been concerned about how some of our special districts have been operating in the state. If you've been reading the papers, Unified Fire Authority and several others have gotten themselves into trouble. And so they've asked us to just do a broad review of how things are in our special service, local districts, intergovernmental agencies, all those sorts of things that tend to provide valuable services but are really not high-profile entities in terms of public exposure. And so I don't want you to feel special. This is about the 20th entity that we visited this month. And we are just trying to get a broad overview about how the board and the staff engage and deal with some of the problems you have. And if you have the name of a finance director, treasurer, clerk, we might want to talk to them at some point. And, of course, your general manager. We just have a few broad questions. My point is don't think that we're focusing on you because of concerns that we've had. All right.
We take special as a positive, not as a negative.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I appreciate you doing that. I have been probably one of the toughest opponents of special districts. And you guys did some great things when Mr. Dougal first came aboard. We were having real problems with our mosquito abatement district. He really helped us out there. And I appreciate you doing that, and we will, we're open. Anything you want or need from us, you need to ask. You can, and if our staff can't get it to you, you need to come to me, and I will make sure you get whatever you need. We really appreciate this, actually.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're gonna, I guess we need a motion probably to go into the public meeting. Oh, we've already done that. We're in the public, am I correct? We've already done that? We're in the public meeting?
Right, we've convened the public hearing now.
Okay, so this is a time that Paul Hirsch, our district manager, who we have a contract with, is going to outline the possible increases, why we need the increases, and then we're going to deal with that and talk about that, and then we'll talk about budgetary things, and we'll be more than happy to do that. Should we do them, or should we do them all together, Chris Crockett?
I would separate them out. I would probably have the hearings on the service fees and then the hearings on the budget. I would just separate them out.
Yeah. So Paul, let's just go over the service fees, the increases, everything that you've prepared there, and then we'll take public comment on all that, and then we'll jump into the budget and then ask for some public comment on that. So go ahead, Paul.
I'm a pen and paper guy, so if you don't mind, it's electronically over there if you want to see it. I'm going to pull this over closer to all of you here.
Hey, Paul, can you get a little closer to a speaker? I'm having a hard time hearing you a little bit.
Okay, I'll try to stand between the two.
Wow, now I hear you great.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to take you through the rate increase first, and then what Trustee was talking about. We'll talk about the expense and income column second. So if you will, I'm going to take this in the order it's on this sheet. Maybe it's different on the sheets that you have. It probably is, but if I may, I'm going to do the hookup fees first. These are for new connections, new homes, new businesses. Yes, there is one. One other public member here just had to get a sheet, Mr.
Okay.
So I'm going to cover this hookup fee. So anybody that would like a new sewer or water connection to our system, we have not. We did years ago, but we have not had a formal hookup fee schedule charge for somebody. They call up and they say, I want to hook on. Of course, the builder or the developer brings part of the lateral in, the builder does part of the lateral, but then there's got to be for the water system, there's got to be a meter, there's got to be an inspection of that, verification that everything's tight and working properly. The district provides the meter. The homeowner or the builder does not provide the meter. We supply the meter, so there's a cost for that. There's a cost for running the man up to have the inspection done and the documentation necessary. And all of that is shown and depicted here in the table that's on your sheet, and it's up on this board right here. That being, if you had a 3/4-inch meter, and I'd say that would be a nominal home size meter, then your cost would be, and I've given the elements here, the meter cost is that we have electronic meter is $348, and then you have $150 for the inspection charge, and then the trip charge to get up there is $100, and it's $598 is what we're proposing. I'll just give you the totals on the other ones because you can see for yourself you've got the table right there. For the 1-inch, we're proposing $691. For the 1.5-inch, we're proposing $1,052. For the 2-inch, we're proposing $1,326. We stopped there. We didn't price the 3 through the 6 because depending upon what the application is, the meter is special. It's not just it's not a turbine meter. It might be a compound meter, and those costs vary to the point that I would rather just say we'll get the special pricing at the time, and then tell whomever it is that's paying for it what it's going to cost. These will probably be the same, or depending upon how complicated it is. If it's a vault, then it's a little more inspection. But at any rate, I'm going to suggest that probably for 80% of our circumstances, we're going to fall within this range of 3/4-inch to 2-inch meter size, and so I think this represents the majority of the business that we'll do relative to water system. Let me just drop down on the sewer. In this particular case, we're instigating a cap. There's a clean out that's put on every home. A Y clean out that's put on right close to every home. We're going to install a special cap that's got a locator on it so that our operator can come up with a metal detector. He can find that, it's all PVC, but he can find that clean out. And if somebody has a flood problem, or they need to know where their lateral is, we can find that with that special cap. So That's what that is. And then, of course, there's the trip and the inspection cost. So it's $500. And, of course, the line installed between the house and the street is either developer and or contractor or home builder. That cost is already, that's absorbed by them. So that's what this particular table is about. I was asked by the trustees about the criteria checklist, in other words. I don't have one today. Obviously, we will, by the time this is all for January 1, by the time we have this, somebody needs this, we'll have a process and procedure in place for, well, if you've done this, 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 and this, we'll call us, we'll come up and inspect it, and you don't need to call us before, and you don't call us after, kind of a thing. So that's what this particular item is about in terms of hookup fees. So Chris, that's the question. Yes, sir.
Speak loud.
Yeah, so this is Jeff. What is the current hookups and what percentage increase is the hookups from what people are currently paying right now?
They are not. Yeah. As I talked to our operators, they said, years ago we used to charge $500. We haven't been doing that lately. And I'm okay. So there isn't one, as best I can tell.
There's currently not a hookup fee being enforced?
This one, no.
Okay.
There is not.
I thought there was a limit.
What's the connection fee that we pay?
So can I ask you, Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yes, I'm
Paul, tell me about the impact fees that we're working on. We charge the $5,000 for the water, $5,000 for or whatever, the charge for water and sewer. What is that called?
Well, that is called an impact fee, and that particular fee covers the major infrastructure.
Right. But we don't know what that fee is going to be yet because we're still working on the study, right?
We're in the midst of that one. We don't have that. So if you were talking about that.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what the difference between what people are paying currently.
Yeah, this is an add-on.
Okay, so this is something new.
This is something new, is what this is.
And is there a process which we could look at how you arrived at why you're adding it?
That's a great question. Sounds familiar.
So the answer is yes. When we're going to talk about these fees, and then we're going to talk about the budget, and Paul's going to walk through the budget and show you where we already spent money and where we need money. So we'll do that. So
yeah, oh,
go ahead.
Please do.
So we've had this discussion several times, and I think to create a budget, as you do, you have to have sometimes a placeholder. Right? And I think Paul's done a tremendous amount of studying around the area to find what approximately that placeholder should be. Then the study that Paul's in the process of doing will create all the data that we will review to come to a very specific number, and then that number will be plugged in there. Paul's very confident that number is right about right here, right now. But we can't go to you and say it costs us 13 man hours at this amount of money, and it costs this, and here's the administration fee that we're adding on top, so here's your final number of the cost. But we will have that breakdown, we talked hopefully by January 14th.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to give you those specific numbers you can look at for the justification.
Well, and we'll have a lot of it when we jump into the budget, we can walk through, I've been here for 3 years, and I can walk through and show you, and we'll talk about that when we're talking about the budget. So this is a public hearing. I need public to state their name. Are you ready for that, Paul?
Yeah, Jeff has another question, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, that's fine. So we're just state your name and ask your question so we keep track of everybody that has public comment.
You bet. This is Jeff again from Summit. I guess my question is, between now and January 14th, is there going to be an opportunity for the public to provide input on that budget and that process before you...
Between now and when?
Well, January 14th.
No, the budget has to be passed by the 31st of December.
Basically, the public just accepts what you guys publish. That's my question.
We published it already, am I not right?
Yeah.
And no, we passed a tentative budget tonight. Yes, they will have time between now and our next meeting in 3 weeks to give comment and to give us comment about our budget. Yeah.
I think in answer to your question, Jeff, you're familiar with this because
part of No, I am, and I'm speaking more as a public.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm looking at some of these rate increases. I just want to make sure that the public has the opportunity to, you know, provide input on that. It's a big jump.
The answer is yes.
We'll bring this out, we'll look at it, we'll present it, and if there is, there'll be dialogue, and if there's disagreement or there is, you know, evidence presented one way or the other, we'll look at that. I think the board will be very willing to look at that. We want to make sure that these fees are balanced against costs and costs only. There's nothing built in there.
Right, no, I understand.
And so, yeah, I think that you can come to any meeting and an open dialogue, discuss something, and bring it up, and we'll talk about it. Am I wrong, Chair?
No, exactly. You're exactly right. So, so basically, this is we're having a public hearing to talk about these proposals and changes, and then we're gonna issue a budget to look at. Tonight, we already passed one tonight, and we're going to talk about it in a minute, and we're going to give time, and in 3 weeks, we have to pass the budget by law by the end of the month, and then we can talk about it, and so we'll take some time when after public comment here, and I'll answer a lot of your questions, and a lot of the reasons why some of these expenses are coming up, and what we've got going, so.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more public comment? Any public comment on the connection fees, the non-connect fees?
Yeah.
There are two more.
Please state your name, and please talk close to a microphone so we can hear you.
I'm Brent Clyde, a homeowner, and I was just trying to remember, I guess the impact fees, I remember paying $5,000 or was it five for each?
So five and six.
$11,500.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For each, for sewer and water? I can't remember. Yeah, was it
$10,000? Five for sewer.
$6,500
for water.
So we paid $11,500 for an impact. This is we
correct.
Paid like 04. What is that for? If we're now going to charge for hookups, what was that? I'm trying to understand what the difference is between all this. What's an impact fee?
Paul, do you want to take that, or do you and I want to... So let me just, I'll hit a little bit of it, part of the impact fee. Impact fee would be, you would pay that money for the lines that are in the ground. We would have that money there in case the day came that we needed to change some lines in the ground. You would pay an impact fee that might be putting money away because all of a sudden we need a new water tank. We need to build a new water tank, a bigger water tank, a different water tank in a different location. Impact fees could be used for that.
So
impact.
Let me add to that. So, what you need to understand is that this is the impact fees are for the complete infrastructure,
yes.
For all the lines. Your specific hookup fee that you've got a question. I don't want to talk over the top of you.
I'm frustrated because in this letter I got, you gave us all these reasons for increasing our monthly fees for this new tank and everything, and I'm thinking to myself, well, we have new homes coming online that'd be paying these impact fees. And I paid a huge impact fee. Now you're telling me that's what it's for, and yet clearly we're paying more for infrastructure. We paid a lot to hook up our house in 2004, and you're giving me now reasons to increase the budget that we need more capacity, and that's, I thought, what impact fees are for, is to build this capacity up. So we have new homes coming online. It seems like that should fund some of the holes in our budget instead of
So let's talk about that. How many new homes have come online in the last 2 years?
I don't know.
Do you know? Like
four.
Two?
Four.
Why do we need a big
three.
New tank then? What's the new tank for? Some new reservoir.
The new reservoir?
Yes.
The new reservoir is for the houses, but as the district grows, as it gets bigger, we're going to need more impact fee. We're going to need those impact fees. So we're doing a study on impact fees, $11,000, what you pay now. The study's not quite done yet. I don't know what that's going to be on impact fees. That could be double, triple that. I don't know. Might be less. But it's to plan ahead and to get those infrastructure, to pay for the infrastructure that's in the ground and everything in there. It doesn't have anything to do with salaries. Does it have anything to do with management of it? Does it have anything to do with paying power bills? None of that. This just, the impact fees are used strictly for infrastructure to improve the pipes in the ground, to replace, I'm assuming we could use it to replace a pump probably, a sewer pump or a water pump.
Let me, if I could, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely, please.
There's law is specific on what impact fees can be used for. Very
correct.
Specific, and every year the legislature takes another whack at it. I guess they're probably going to take another one this year, aren't they? Probably. Who knows?
Are they meeting?
and so we can't commingle those. And what we're saying on these monthly charges is that it's costing us more to operate the system. The system is more sophisticated. Regulations are more sophisticated. We have to monitor more closely. We lost a spring. You all know that. And all of a sudden that threw us into a, that really threw us into a tailspin. That was a bad weekend. In terms of now, what in the heck do we do? And I'd use a stronger word if it wasn't inappropriate. In terms of how do we get water to all of you and have fire protection available to all of you? So this is relative to operation and maintenance right here, the monthly charge thing. The impact fees are used, as the chairman has mentioned, and these two trustees have mentioned, they're used for major facilities. And I can say to you right now, you're served on the upper mountain, aren't you, over there on the...
He's Powder Mountain West. He's Powder Mountain West.
And your service, for example, right now you're serviced with 4-inch water mains. 4-inch water mains. You know what we're using for standard now? 8.
That's where are the 4-inch coming down from?
Coming out of the tanks and servicing all the in front of all your homes.
No, it's 8-inch.
Most of it's 4.
I've seen it.
Yeah, most of it's 4. There might be a little bit of that. But there's most of it up in the subdivision areas. We just did a water master plan on this, and I said, okay, well, I'm not doubting that you know.
I've seen it when it's open, they hook into a new house, uh-huh. And they come along, it's not a 4-inch.
Okay, but what I'm saying, most of it is 4. What, in your
I don't know. Across the parking lot, I've heard different stories.
Okay, you're right, I'm not, you know. I mean,
to that point, we've got a piecemeal system.
Yeah, we do, and we've got to improve it. We've got, and the impact fees, when it services something more than just a local development, the impact fees can be used for that. And so that's what this study is embarking upon, identifying and falling within the narrow band that the state law defines it. So we can't change the definition, and we can't mess with that. We have to be very careful. So of course we talked about another, and the trustees would like to have another million gallons put on the mountain. That is for everybody. And why do we need another million gallons? Well, if a well happens to start sputtering and it can't produce, that million gallons will buy us some time to get a source going, or if a well motor goes out, it buys us time. We don't have to say, sorry, we have to turn your water off. You know, we might have hours, we might have days that you can still have the beneficial use of water while we get things repaired. So that would qualify for an impact fee. You understand what I'm saying? In the meantime,
Paul, would an impact fee qualify to buy water shares?
Yes.
So one thing that folks need to know is that up until when Summit came along, up until then, we have not had our own water shares. Wolf Creek just hasn't called us, didn't bug us or anything. Wolf Creek started to affect us and caused us some problems for a couple years, and we had to pay a bunch of fees, exorbitant fees. And then we got the well running, the well that's on that mountain, that is, and if it wasn't for that well, they could have called us again on water, but they couldn't call us this year on water for the current residents. You need to know that there's no Summit that I know of hooked up to the new system yet. Now, they're getting close. They're building some houses right now and doing some stuff. But those are some things that if it wasn't for that, we could have been way out of money a long time ago, and we're in negotiations right now trying to buy some water shares that it's going to cost us a lot of money. And so those are some of the things that we'll use for that. And that's kind of a little different discussion. But Jennifer, how much will your water and sewer bill go up per month under this new formula, or per year compared to what you're paying now?
Oh, 14 times 12, whatever that is. My math's no good. So $14 a month.
20%.
Okay, $14 a month. So I want to just cover this real quick. So in this little district on the mountain, you're paying $81 a month now, right? And you're going to go up 14, right? Am I right?
674
a month.
And it'll go up to 88.
Yep.
You're going from 74 to 88, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I pay almost 70 a month in my little district that I'm in. And there's 1,000 connections in my district. And the water up there, this district, up until now, has been, over the years, it's been operated. It was one time Mr. Kobe's whatever. They turned the district over, made it a public district. For some reason, they were never given water shares. We have no water in the summer up there, technically, zero. And none of this happened, so we've been trying to fix all this as we've gone along. The infrastructure of the current system up there, a lot of that is in bad shape. It's going to have to start being replaced, going to need to start being upgraded. We have a major sewer problem. We're leasing some sewer ponds over there at $25,000 a year. And the lease is horrendous, both sides, between us and them, through the people that hold the lease. How that all happened, I have no idea. It happened way before any of our times. And we've got to figure out how and the money it's going to take to get out of that lease. One of the things, I don't have that lease in front of me, but it's a big chunk of money unless we just abandon it. And we can't abandon it because we don't have anywhere to go with the sewer yet. So those are some of the things that we're doing. And the connect fee, when we're talking about it, up until 2 years ago, we've never had a water manager. It was myself and Bob and our two guys that worked up there. We would just shoot off the hip and try to do what we needed to do. And this is becoming a real live district now, where we're paying some fees, some district manager fees. We're paying some a little more engineering fees. We're paying some fees on some things to bring this district up. We just had to put in a connection, a pressure regulator valve, because your part of the district now uses this new tank that was built, and it will be the whole district tank, but that cost $100,000 just to put the valve in. And so those are some of the things that we need to pay for. And an operating, we're going to need a full-time employee up there before long with sewer and water to make sure their connections are working. People that are having problems, people are having issues. So I'm done. Next person.
Have we worked our way through the budget? Why don't we work our way through the budget and then come back to questions? Because some of the questions may be answered as we work our way through the entire presentation. Not to cut you off.
Okay.
But
no, I think that's a good idea. Let's do it.
Okay, Craig Colby. And my question is, what's the difference between the inspection charge and the trip charge?
Hey, Craig, I can't hear you. Can you get closer to a microphone?
What's the difference between the inspection charge and the trip charge? Shall I answer that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, please.
I'll answer that. 10 words or less. 10 words or less. The inspection charge was the necessary administrative cost. You know, take the phone call, order the guy up there, get him up there, have him do the measurements, put the report together, file it. That's what that is. The trip charge is driving up and back once or twice, you know, up the mountain and back.
Is that the same person?
The same person.
It's one trip?
Might be two.
So it's $250 to have them come inspect the hookup.
Uh-huh. And we supply the meter, so we have...
Well, that's a separate charge.
Yeah, but we bring the meter with us,
And then we have to make sure it's all tight and good. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah. 10 words or less, I think that's excessive.
Okay. Okay. Now, where do we go from here?
Well, are you done with the budget?
No, I'm not done with the budget.
Let's get through. We get through the budget and write your questions down, and then we'll come back to the budget just in case there's something we answer.
Okay, so I'm going to take you, if you'd like, I'll take you through most, I'm going to gloss you through these items here, and I'm going to do the 2017 budget right here on the far right-hand side, if you don't mind. Because that's what it's all about anyway. That's what's driving this whole discussion. So as far as the income is concerned, what we have here is we have water fees. This is both this is both non-connect standby and also active water fees, and we touched on that just a moment ago. And by the way, this includes this $115,000 includes standby fees for Summit for the lots that they presently own that they have not sold that are platted, and they have water system and sewer system to service them. Same is true with sewer, $195,912 would be all the lots that are presently platted, whether they're occupied or not, based on the fees that we're proposing in this that we talked about a moment ago. The $18,600 is the tax revenue based upon what the county assessor tells us we're going to receive. You see the $12,000, that's the inspection, the fee based upon this, what I guess we would have in terms of number of connections that we might have this next year. That's where that number's coming from based on these fees over here. The interest income, let's see, I missed one here. Fire hydrants, we have a fire hydrant fee that we charge, and that's based on the number of fire hydrants we have or will have, that will be the cost, the income we'll get from that, or revenue we'll get from that, and then of course we have some interest income if we're lucky at next to nothing percent. That gives us a total income or revenue of $345,032. Now, as far as expenses are concerned, one of the big line items is the repairs and maintenance to the sewer and the water system. As I did an inspection this last week on the sewer system, and we have a change in personnel. Our sewer operator is now retired as of tomorrow, and so our water operator will be a sewer and a water operator. And so I spent the day going around and looking at everything and talking about what our costs are. I found that that the items that we must take care of this next year, in terms of buying services and buying pumps, standby pumps that are for the sewer lift stations down in Sheep Creek area, that's going to cost us $43,200. And there are some items I just took off. We'll hope that nothing happens this year. That. Another $10,000 or $12,000 that I said we just can't afford to do, and we hope that the system holds together for another year on that. Water system is $20,000. That's nominal for what usually goes on in a water system and what we might have to do. Water system is a very live and dynamic thing, and it's amazing what pops up or what breaks on you. We have a Weber Basin assessment that's not negotiable. That's a contract that we have with them. We use some Weber Basin water in exchange with Weber Basin, and that's a fixed fee to us. Next thing is we have the district manager. That's my fee, part of my fee, part of it. Summit's paying for based upon a year. If I'm not here a year, then it won't be that much. If I'm here a year, it's going to be that much. Then we have the treasurer wages. That's for doing billings, answering the phone, taking care of any inquiries and questions that the public may have when they call us up. That's that amount of money right there. We have electricity. That's electricity to run the new well. And that well knows how to use lots of electricity. Now, as we bring on we have the five sewer lift stations, existing ones, and we have six new ones that will be probably start operating sometime next year up on the mountain. So I hope that's enough money to pay the electric bill, but that's where we guess that it will be. Legal costs for Chris and also for our outside legal counsel, that's the budget placeholder I have for that. Accounting, let's see, am I missing anything? Am I doing okay, guys? Accounting, we have an outside auditor that will review our books every year and does the necessary reporting to the state auditor. That's a fixed number. We have bank charges based upon the activity we have and the volume that we run. They don't do their stuff for free, but that's what it'll cost us for that. We have, then of course I have the cost of the operator, and that includes, that's a, let's see, that's not a gross number, is it? That's a net number, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah.
So that's what we'll pay him for his services. He's only part-time. He doesn't work full-time. Yeah, we will be needing to go there soon, I'm afraid. Office supplies, postage, letterhead, copy, board, packets, all of that stuff for a year, 3,000. Telephone, 600. Dues and subscriptions, memberships to special districts, and then testing that we're obligated by the state to perform on water quality and also reporting to the state water quality and drinking water people. That's a number we've plugged in for that. Other general administrative costs are taking care of the other items that I haven't thought of, that that's not a plug number necessarily, but that's, we just kind of lumped a lot of little things together for that. And then the trustees get a monthly fee for their, for the time that they spend. So there's the balanced budget of $345,032. These items down below are coming from impact fee. And of course we've talked about that and you asked the question about impact fee. Impact fees are accounted for separately. They can't be used for operating and maintenance of the district. They have to be used for capital facilities that are identified in the impact fee study. So as we collect those fees, we're accounting for them separately. We are not commingling them with our O&M budget up on top here. So the income from that is based upon whatever comes along in terms of whoever wants to connect to the system. And then, of course, we have a list of items that we need to construct, the capital facilities items that will be revealed soon when we get to the impact fee study. We've got the master plan done, and we know what we need. Now we have to just quantify it and qualify it for the impact fee. So.
But where does debt service fall as far as using your capital impact fee?
We don't have any debt.
You don't yet. Yeah, we're going to have I've got down here the COVID well, for example. We lost Pizzle Springs. You don't mind if I answer that to you, Mr. Chairman?
The home says that these are necessary to pay debt service.
Yeah, the debt service is coming this year.
Okay.
In other words, tomorrow I have a meeting with the State Division of Drinking Water. Or natural resources, we're applying for a loan to drill a new well. It's called the COVID replacement well. Because we lost Pizzle Springs, we're using Hidden Lake Well right now. But Hidden Lake Well was really intended for and drilled and constructed by Summit Development. We're using it to supply water to all of us right now. We need, by state code, we need to have two sources. We have one, and that's a precarious position. We're going out, we've got to drill another well. That well will cost $1.5 million to construct and be in operation. Not counting a new water line that might have to hook the canyon. We're applying for a loan. Lucky and fate smiles on us right now. They've got to set up for a zero interest loan, and it's a bond. And so we're going to try to qualify for that and go to that board and get that hearing. So there will be debt service come next spring. But zero interest.
There's really no debt service if there's zero interest.
Well, they've got to pay it back, though. Got to pay the bond.
That's not servicing, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, at the time this letter was written, I didn't know they were going to charge me 1.5%, 2%.
Well, I just was confused because I saw the debt service and I didn't know what we were servicing.
Okay.
So it's more anticipatory.
So can I,
really quick,
when I can make a comment,
Chair,
me know.
Really quick, so I just want to answer to the question. So I just looked, and I'm just pulling this off the internet, and we never know what the internet really is, if it's truer, right? Truer or accurate. But Wolf Creek Water and Sewer, under culinary water rates, has a connection fee of $1,000. Now, maybe they roll some of that into another fund or something like that. Maybe they use that for some impact. I don't really know to offset. But under their culinary rate, under I, it says standby fee, excuse me, under J, connection fee, it says $1,000. And so I don't want to compare apples to oranges because I don't know exactly. But, and that seems like 250 may seem like a high number. But I think one of the requests I had for Paul was to make sure that any fees we had were in line with the general market within that area. And he assured me that they are. And so that's just right or wrong. I don't see something that has made me alarmed that they're so far out of a realm. Maybe 250 is high regardless. Maybe 1,000 is extraordinary. But I wanted to feel comfortable. We weren't having an extraordinary fee that another resident that lived close or outside the district had. So, just as a thought. Sorry, Commissioner. Excuse me. Sorry, Chair. I'm done.
So I just want to, in the last 3 years, and Baba hopefully will make a comment, when Summit started building, they put a water tank in up there. We've been out of compliance in so many different ways. We even had a spring up there we were using at one time.
Remember the states here, just as a reminder.
I know. I know.
He's running out of ink over there.
I don't care. He's got plenty of ink. We've had these issues. We had a water issue that really put the focus on it. We ran out of water on a holiday a couple of years ago, and so the state has been monitoring and watching, and we, for chlorination, we may have to, we're doing some chlorinating now, but we may have to do a lot more of this as we move along. And we just have not been acting as a real district because we haven't had a lot of professional people. Before I came aboard, before Bob came aboard, I'm not saying we're your most professional people. It was ran by a bunch of folks who were doing whatever. We took the board fees at the time were $500 a month. We reduced them down to $200 a month. We did a lot of things, started reducing expenses. I started reducing what we were paying people. And then we have got to the point now with Summit building on, and we're going to be one district, one family for the current residents up there. This is going to be a good thing for us at the end of the day because we're going to get some, we got that water tank. We didn't have proper fire coverage. And if we went out and was getting a loan for a well, and it was just the old district that had to pay for it, fees would be majorly expensive. Now we can do this together and help as Summit grows, as they want to add more houses. As your current district where you live now, there's plots and land that can be built on now too. So we're really trying to look forward, and that's been difficult because I know Bob and I, our biggest concern on everything is money, and now we're starting to be able to cover some of these things. So okay, I'm done.
Are we done with the budget?
Do we have anyone else, any public comment that wants to make any more comment on anything?
Okay, Craig Colgate again. I've heard three different costs or estimates for the Colgate well, and I'm confused by that. Because on the budget, it says Colgate well, $200,000. On the information that was sent out to us, it was listed as $1.8 million, and then Paul just said $1.5 million. So I'm left in a quandary as to what the actual cost of this is. And then also in relation to that, the water, how many gallons are we expecting or hoping to get from this well? And then do we have to redo all the infrastructure to bring it up from there and replace the existing mm-hmm. infrastructure, and how much would that cost?
I'm not sure why you would ever look at me. I'm good at getting on the internet. Matthew. Chair.
So I don't know that we have an exact cost on this well yet. I've been around for long enough. We start out with something. Somebody comes and tells me it's going to cost us $20,000 to put these two tanks together. I said, great. So I put $20,000 in the budget a few years ago. I get it bid out, and it's $69,000. All we're doing is trying to hold it. We don't have an exact amount yet. Am I not correct, Paul? We do not have an exact amount what this is going to cost us.
So the $200 in the the $200,000 in the budget is that for debt service? Is that why it's only $200,000?
You know, I just learned today, for example, that based upon this zero interest city type bond that they're going to try to qualify us for, we have to come to the table with at closing with to the tune of $225,000. So I was off on that. I said 200. I had a placeholder. I didn't know for sure. But today it was on, and then it was off, and now it's on again. That we have to pay that when we close and qualify for that. It's not a loan. It's
a bond.
Bond. Thank you. That was a plug number. It's down. You know, it's just something to say. Well, you know, just anticipate we've got that cost. Some sort of cash
flow. So I went through the it's on a public website because we've got one in Weber County, actually, some of our district that we're not over, but out west is doing, and it's the same thing. They're looking for the same kind of loan, doing the exact same thing that we're doing, and so we are going to have to put some money down, and that is some money that we can use from some of our impact fees to help do that, but right now, there's not a lot of impact fees being collected yet because they haven't started doing a lot of building yet. Now, we've been doing some with it on some of these little projects, connecting these tanks together, things like that. So does that answer your question, Craig? We don't know what the exact number is going to be. When we do, we will, of course, bring it to a board meeting and talk about it.
Will it be brought to the residents? Because quite frankly, the difference between $200,000 and $1.8 million is quite huge. And I would think before you brought it to the public, you might have a better idea of what it's going to be. And I also think that I'm hoping or assuming that you want to get a large number of gallons, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but let's just pick a number, 100 gallons a minute. The existing system, I do not believe, will pump that up to the well, so you have to replace the existing system. And I don't see that included in the cost of the well. I may be wrong about that, but that's going to be a huge additional expense.
Okay, so Craig, one of the things about this is that when the costs come in to drill that well, we don't know how much money. I agree with you. We want a lot of gallons per minute. Our current well, I don't have those numbers in front of me. The current well we drilled up there was going to do X amount. And now we're doing a much less X amount. The reality is, when we drill this hole in the mountain, we're going to get the very best, brightest people to give us the best estimates possible, but they are going to be estimates, is what they are, and how much water we're going to bring out of it. Paul, do you have any figures on what's coming out of our current well now, what we kind of anticipated and where we're at?
Okay. Yeah, let me just, I'll make an attempt. Number one, the $200,000 was a placeholder. It did not represent the cost of the well. The cost of the well is somewhere between $1.5 and $1.8 million, depending upon what we have to do for the well. As far as the, I'm giving you to you in brief here. As far as the production, we sure do hope that we get more than 100. If we get 100, we'll be happy. If we get 150, we'll be dancing in the street.
I don't believe the present system can pump the water up from down below to the first, up to even up to Timberline, at more than 40 gallons a minute, and maybe 50. I'm not sure. I wish Evan was here, but that would be known.
So
you'd have to replace the whole system.
Well, the pumps. We feel that we can probably force enough water through the pipe up the canyon for now to get 100 gallons to 120 gallons per minute up the canyon, but we're going to have to change the pumps. But the other thing is, we can size the well motor to pump up higher on the mountain than right now. We're doing two leapfrogs before we get up top. Maybe we get it down to one because we get the well motor large enough. We don't know yet.
Second question, then the first original well that was drilled,
yes.
What's the status of that?
Collapsed.
It collapsed. It's gone. It's not used.
Yeah, okay. It's gone. Collapsed.
I think Craig should be on this board. I'll give up my spot.
Jim wants to.
Jim B. Hunton, Legislative Audit. I have a question. It seems like you're putting this budget together without a lot of historical cost information. Is that accurate? Mm-hmm. Why would that be the case?
I think we've gone by historical, either word. And then I think what we've added in is we did add a little extra in that budget on some of these, on the electricity bills and a couple fees like that.
Matt?
I don't think we're that far off, to be honest with you. Go ahead.
Well, in terms of the historical perspective, in previous budget presentations that I've attended, there was spreadsheets that went back 3 or 4 years where there was a clear history, if you will. Is that what you're referring to on each of these items?
No, it's just when Paul talks about needing a placeholder for some of these costs, it makes me wonder if you have much of a in-depth history on the actual costs, unit costs of some of the activities you're budgeting for.
I could be wrong, and it's appropriate response, but so many of these activities are
brand new,
first-time, hopefully one-off activities.
Okay.
So, like when we talk about some of the new fees, we anticipate they're going to go up because the last time there were studies done, it was 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
And so what Paul has done is he's looked at surrounding fees to get a general feel of where they're at.
That's fair.
Yeah, and so he's not going so high to create an issue, but just anticipating. The same with the wells, with 1 to 3, 1 to 4, 1 to 5, 1 to 8, kind of depending on what the needs are, then we'll do RFPs and we'll get some really good firm bids on those, on that specific well.
I understand the problem with wells. We had a well in West Bountiful that was, we dug a dry hole for $400,000.
Please don't say that.
It just happens.
So let me just add on with the accountant one more little item on that. I agree with you totally, but this budget now and what we're doing up there is moving because we don't know what it's going to cost for a new well. We know that the state is writing us right now that we have got to have a second source. Not only that, but they would like us to have a third source in time. So those are the things that we're trying to prepare for. We put a lot of money into doing master plans and sewer plans and that this year that kind of came upon us. We do have some money in savings. Can you, Carrie, tell us what we have in our PTIF account?
$341,000.
So we have some money in savings that'll help us with the money we have put down on doing this well. It could help us to buy Cobabe water shares that we desperately need. I understand where you're coming from. I get what you're saying on this budget, but I honestly feel that we have fine-tuned this thing and worked it down. The bottom line is we're going to run out of money faster than we're going to run out of doing the services and the things that the state wants us to do.
How many connections do you have?
106. Water.
And what is your monthly?
So we got two different ones. We got water and sewer. We have a sewer area that is sewer only and no water. So did somebody give him those numbers?
Number
I got it. Okay.
So while we look at that, to Jeff's question, we are doing the same thing on justifications on some of the new costs. And whether it's impact fees or whether it's hookup fees, we've had to start implementing those and reviewing them because we've been working off such an old cost structure, and that cost structure is not reflecting present day costs. So we will have that information. You will be able to drill down into it. And if you don't agree with it, then we'll have that discussion. If it's wrong, we'll fix it. Because there's no profit margin to make here. There's service to be provided, and there's requirements that we have statutorily and that the state's requesting us to do. And so as Chair Bell says all the time, all the information, what I want to know is how we can better communicate this information to you. Do we even have a website?
Not yet. We're working on it.
Trying to create a website so that we can post all this information. You can look at the data. You don't have to call us. You don't have to come down here. You can run your own numbers. And you can see how we got to those numbers, and then offer suggestions or lament if you want to. Just put an S, a dollar sign instead of an S, or however we do that.
Mr. Chairman, to answer Mr. Bahunan's questions, number one, connected water, we have 75. Connected sewer, we have 150. Non-connected water, we have 35. Non-connected sewer, we have 128. And then we have 10 commercials on top of that.
So the non-connected are the
yeah, there are lots that are platted that have, they're entitled to have water to them, and in some cases on the sewer, most of those have already paid impact fees years ago.
Right.
And then to answer your question as to why there's so much swag going on, the thing that's thrown a curve to this district is the fact that now we've got this mitigation. Going this mitigation mandate that we have to honor and live by. That mitigation requires that 33% of the water that we pump out of the ground at Hidden Lake be dumped on the cache side. We literally hook a fire hose onto a fire hydrant and run it down the mountain 300 feet and let it run. And so I'm, you know, my efficiency of that well is just in the toilet. I shouldn't use that term, should
wow.
I? And so I don't, but we're just starting that. And so I don't have any history to work from.
Yeah. Your current water rates, I did a study last year on water statewide. A lot of cities are paying $20, $25 a month per connection. West Bountiful, where I live, is probably the highest in one of the highest in Davis County. It's at 50 something. I was at a district last week, Green Hills Estates,
mm-hmm. Huntsville,
and in Huntsville, and they were paying $150 a month for the first 12,000 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
What are you paying for your first 12,000 gallons?
The rate we're stating right there, it's what?
44. It'll be 44 a month.
$44.
So that's not a ridiculously high number.
And state drinking water is telling us, you know, even to qualify for this loan, that we should be even a little higher than we are right now.
Yeah.
Based upon median income and other data that they
and
have.
The reason West Bountiful raised its rates is because we had to bond, and the bond holders wanted more money from ratepayers. To supply the cost of that system.
So Matthew, I'm glad Matthew, you brought
Chair,
that.
Chair,
I'm glad you brought that up.
Chair, we have a question.
Ahead.
We got a question.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it's the right time.
Would you state your name so he?
Frank Klein. One's a comment. Maybe this is the wrong time, but you're proposing to do a monthly billing. What? You know, I thrive on efficiency. Quarterly billing is much more efficient for me from a time and paper. And why go monthly? I don't understand. Quarterly is so much easier.
You could pay it once a year if you want. You could pay it quarterly if
but
you
I mean,
want.
Even as a system, though, isn't it cheaper with stamps and postage and time? to just do this quarterly? Or, I mean, if it's more efficient to do a monthly, why not do a weekly? I'm just being facetious, but what?
We'll look at it.
Why change it?
Yeah, we'll look at it.
What's not working with the quarterly?
In my estimation, the reason I suggested that was that I thought, well, from a budgeting standpoint, I've heard some say, from a budgeting standpoint, we'd much rather have it monthly. Maybe it's one or two we've heard from. I don't know. I don't know how much of a public we're hearing from, but we've heard some comment that monthly would work better for a household budget than quarterly. We're not hung up.
Okay.
Very frankly, if everybody says we want to do quarterly and they want to do biannual, okay.
It just seems as a system, it's more efficient if you don't have to do it every month.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know.
And then the non-built lots that I don't remember before we built it. Do they pay the same connection fees, a different fee, is there no fee?
They have a non-connect, it's slightly lower.
Okay, I didn't know what.
But not much.
I can't remember, so
they pay for the right to have water and sewer.
Well, sure, it increases the
profit. But they also had to pay the, impact fee, $11,000. Now, to answer the one question from over here, about why there was so little history about the connection fees, I think because a lot of these lots were bought a long time ago, and they paid the impact fees, and they included in that, I believe, this connection. So then after 30 years, nobody could remember, so it just got connected without any paperwork or minimal cost.
Or an impact fee study to know whether the rate was right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Correct.
And you guys are water experts, I'm not. Why don't we meter and pay like a bountiful bite? Why do we pay just a set fee? Why don't we meter and pay what? We're not up there all the time, and I know it costs money to keep running. But
the first 6,000 gallons a month are included in the monthly water fee. After that, it's proportional.
Yes. We read meters.
$10 1,000.
Yeah. You've got a thing on your
month.
Meter that
okay,
Evan can read remotely.
So what's the fee for 6,000?
The 44 a month.
The 44 is for 6,000.
Right.
And then 10.
The anticipated increase will be 44.
And then for every 1,000 beyond that is what?
$10.
$10.
For every 1,000?
It's a pretty steeply regressive charge after that.
Well, that's actually good policy if you're trying to conserve water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality of it is
no water.
Sorry. I mean, how many actual residents do we have that live there full time that use probably over that 6,000?
Not that many.
Yeah, so it's really
none.
It's really low.
Yeah.
So, there may be a disproportionate impact on those who live there year round.
So out of the 75 connections, how many do you think are there year round?
51%. 51%.
Six.
51%.
Six, eight. Well, you have
stop?
A couple condos too.
51%.
There might be six or eight. There's some condos you
Matthew,
that are
you're not
out.
Helping.
15.
Yeah. don't confuse these people.
I'm trying to help Paul out here.
Yeah, help me out.
I'm trying to help Paul out.
Tomorrow.
20.
Wow.
At the most.
Which figure do you take? Because the percentage given is way off.
51%.
No,
not even close.
What would you say?
Because in our neighborhood, there's 23 homes,
there's
three of us?
No. There's Moisten's, you, Brian and I, Gary and Linda, Mike and Michelle.
Okay. Okay, guys, I'm pulling this meeting back. I'm about ready to end this public hearing.
25%.
I want to close the public hearing unless somebody else from public wants to talk, and I want to bring it back to the board and have a little discussion with the board.
Any other comments? So nothing from. I will make a motion. We close public comment and enter back into our public meeting.
Private.
I have a motion and a second that we close public comment and go back into reconvene our public meeting. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you.
Did we get every question?
So the first thing is we have no closed session. Number two, to approve the final budget, which is action item number two, and I say we do not do that. And action number three is to approve the final service fee. And I say we don't do that, and we do that at our next meeting we have in 3 weeks.
Okay. You need a motion for that?
Well, how does the trustees feel about that? Bob?
Well, we have to do them one at a time, so let's discuss each one and make a motion.
Okay. Number two, we don't have to do a motion if we don't have to do anything on it if we don't want.
The board has the option to continue reviewing the tentative budget. You just have to abide by the time that's required by the state to have it turned in and passed.
Is there any reason why we would not adopt a tentative budget? I thought that's what we were going to do.
I thought we already adopted a tentative budget in our meeting. So I think what Chair Bell is saying is that let's not adopt our final budget today. Let's continue to review, because we had some great questions and we want to make sure we answer those. And not at this point to adopt a new service fees. And we can review that and go through some of these specific questions to make sure we're where we're supposed to be. And then we'll move that maybe to the next meeting. Is that correct, Chair?
Yes, and then in the next meeting, if we feel like we're comfortable with the service fees, we'll adopt them and we'll adopt the budget, or if we have to make some adjustments, we can do that.
So I'll make a motion that we hold items number 2 and 3 until our next meeting for final adoption, or to review for final adoption. Do I need to make that motion?
Yes, I got a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second now on the floor on that. Any other discussion? If not, we'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. That's the last item we have. Does the trustees have anything else they've got any concerns about or anything?
We have item number 4. Matthew, we have an item 4 under G, discussion and or action on approval of merchant processing fees.
Okay, I don't have that on mine for some reason.
Okay.
So let's do that on merchant processing fees. There's an item. Somebody want to make a motion?
That's the credit card fee.
Correct.
Credit card fees.
So when I was reviewing Wolf Creek's, they have the option to use a credit card, and they have a $4.
$4?
$4. $4 convenience fee. So that's my only thought. Are we setting ours too low, and are we going to end up eating that overall cost, or should we just adopt what we have and review it quarterly to make sure we're not falling behind? I'm happy with the quarterly, but I was just giving you some general information.
Paul, make a decision. What do you think on that, Paul?
What was our fee?
I'm comfortable with what's been proposed and the review.
So I'll make a motion that we adopt the merchant processing fee of 2.5% as a convenience fee for using credit cards for payment.
Second.
Got a motion. I've got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 So Matthew, I know we don't have other in here because it's illegal, so it's not an action, but I do have a question.
Right. Absolutely.
I think one of the issues that I've heard tonight is there's maybe an inability to forward information and to have a forum for individuals who have questions to ask those questions and get immediate response, or at least response other than once a month when they come to the meeting. Where are we at on a Facebook page, and what can we do to open this communication up a little better? What are your thoughts?
Well, my first thought is that every Sunday afternoon we're going to go to Jennifer's house for dinner, and we're going to talk about water and sewer board issues.
All right.
It'll be like the Bell's house.
Come on over.
Yeah. I don't know. I know we've talked about it. It's just our biggest thing right now is it's just a matter of money for doing things right now. That's our, we're trying to do some of our most pressing issues right now, which we feel like are kind of most pressing. So I feel like we've had discussions on this, but we just don't have the money to quite run down the path yet.
Well, Jeff just volunteered to help us create a Facebook page. I think that's fairly easy. So I don't think creating a Facebook page And reaching out to the residents would cost us virtually anything, would allow some open forum. I don't know.
You know, we had talked about a GoDaddy account, and, you know, the simple reality is we don't have the manpower to do a lot of these things.
Okay.
Somebody has to administer it.
You know, and I have openly suggested to folks in my neighborhood on multiple occasions that if they have questions, that they merely reach out to myself or Jennifer or another board member. So there is opportunity and open channels of communication. They're just not being utilized, quite honestly.
I agree with Bob on that.
Okay. So
go ahead.
So we have a web page.
We do. There's the only thing that's on it, address. And it's got the phone number and the email address, and that's all it's got on it so far, but there is one in process.
We'll continue this. We meet the barest of bare minimums by state statute because we have a web address, no page.
I believe the...
Don't write that. What are you writing down? Why are you writing that down in red?
The state website requires contact information for the board members, too.
Oh, okay.
So we need to make
sure. So we're working on that.
You're not doing that either.
Yes, we are. And we got 51%. All right. Can I make one more announcement? That we are opening. What are we opening? What are we calling it?
Calling what? Where am I?
Board. We have board vacancies.
Two board vacancies.
We have two board vacancies that will be announced. So if you're interested. Two people who are asking questions.
That's what
I think monthly.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
So we do have that so far.
That took 2 years. We just don't have anything on
that. Okay, let me bring this back around. We're gonna move along to adjournment. Carrie, our financial Carrie, will you talk to the folks that are there from the state and get his name and phone number and a contact that I can contact him next week? Do you mind if I contact you next week in your office, sir?
Not at all.
I would love some counsel and advice from you. So, Carrie, if you will get me his information and get it on email to me, and I think we're at the next agenda item, which is adjournment, and I will let somebody make that motion.
I motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Hallelujah. I got a motion and a second on the floor. Do I have a any more discussion on that?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Matthew.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you for calling in.